Evening, and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalta Mitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. Mrs. David and Orly Simai. It's a spruce for a zivig for Yaakov Aaron Ben Rochel and Levi Nishmas Malka Bas Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Rav Shlomo Chaim Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Elio Chaim Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Orin Ben Moshe, Vekitl Bas Rav Eliezer Manoach, and for Shlomo for Yitzchok Ben Sora, David Shimon Ben Esther, Adil Shmuel Ben Rosemary, Mordechai Ben Sora. I thought that maybe this evening we would focus a little bit on tefillah and its connection to inspiring and developing bitochen. The makor for tefillah in the Torah is la'ovde v'cholavavchem. Chazal say in the Sifri, "Ezu hi avodah shebalev zu tefillah." Serve Hashem with your heart. What is service with the heart? What is avodah shebalev? Zu tefillah. Tefillah is avodah shebalev. Now, that means two things. Number one, let's never make the mistake to think that tefillah is about saying words. It's not done with the lips. It's not done with the tongue. It's done with the heart. It's avodah shebalev. Secondly, it's an avoida. Avoida is miloshen eved. Eved. It's we're servants. We're subservient. We're bound. We're under the control of Hashem. So it's avoida, eved shebelev, and it's in the heart. So I'd like to try to explain that with a comment of the Rabbeinu Yoina at the end of the first parak of Brochus. Rabbeinu Yoina explains, when the Gemara says, why do you bow down and stand up straight, Shemoneh Esrei four times, because of the Pesuk, Hashem Zoykev Kefufim, Hashem straightens up those that are bent over. So Rabbeinu Yoina explains like this. Four times in Shemoneh Esrei, we bow down. Baruch Atah, or Meidim Anachnu Loch. What we're really doing is we're expressing fear. I'm standing in front of Hashem. He's the Makor HaBrochos. Everything good comes from him. He's the source of all blessing. And I'm standing like this and I'm a little bit concerned. What am I afraid about? I'm afraid maybe I won't be privileged. Maybe I won't be worthy to get everything I want. That's a terrible feeling. I'm standing in front of the source of all brocha, Baruch Atah, you. I speak to him. First person, you Hashem, I Baruch Atah, you are the source of all brochas. But I'm bent down like this because I'm afraid I may not be worthy of all the brochas that I would like. And then when I say the name of Hashem, I straighten up. And the Rabbeinu Yoina says that's based on the posuk Hashem Zoykev Kfufim, but he says it's based on another posuk in Mishle, which says Biyiras Hashem, in the year of Hashem, through the year of Hashem. Mivtachos. That's where the strength of bitochen comes from. The strength of bitochen comes out of the fear of Hashem. What does that mean? When I bow down, I'm afraid. I'm at the right address. This is where all blessing comes from. All the good that I want in life is going to come from Hashem. But I'm bowing down because I'm afraid maybe I'm not worthy. And I can't be sure that he's going to deliver for me. Then I straighten up. And I say, Hashem Zoykev Kefufim, through the fear that I had, I now bring myself to a level of saying, I'm not worried. Hashem will take care of me. Hashem, in his infinite chesed, in his kindness, in his mercy, in his love that he has, that even if I'm not worthy and not deserving, he's going to take care of me. And there's really a beautiful Moshel, Shlomo Ibn Gabiro writes it, and the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos on Rosh Hashanah writes it, that he says that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are days of Yiro V'facha, that's why we don't say Hallel, U'mivrach mimenu, U'mono Seilov. We're so afraid of Hashem that we may not be worthy of what we want, that we're ready to run away from him. But where do we run? Into his embrace. We run into his arms. Like a father who's about to hit a child and the child has no place to turn, just runs and hugs the father and hopes that that's the only place I can run for help. And that's really the idea. And that's how it inspires bitochon. When I allow myself in Shmoneh Esrei to think I'm standing in front of the source of all blessing, maybe less than worthy. And maybe because of that, he's not going to deliver that which I so direly need and desire. But then I straighten up and I say, I'm running away from you. I'm so afraid I may not be worthy. And I run into your embrace. I know you're the Rachum Bechanun. I know you're the all merciful. I know you love. I know you care. I know you take care of every detail of our lives. And that's what catapults me, so to speak, into a sense of bitochon. And that's really what the Shmoneh Esrei is all about. Avoido shebelev. I'm an Eved. I'm standing in front of Hashem. I'm completely subservient to him. I know, and in order to ever have bitochon, I have to know that he's in control of everything. I'm completely dependent on him. If I think for a moment there's anything that I can do on my own, I will never be a Baal Bitochon. Because, I have the ability. No, I have nothing. I am nothing. I can do nothing. I'm all subservient to Hashem. I'm an Eved. But it's Avodah Shebelev. In my heart, what am I feeling? I'm feeling a fear that is transposing itself to a Bitochon. That from the fear, now that I'm afraid and I have no place else to turn, I catapult myself. I'm perforce. I'm forced to turn to Hashem because there is no place else to go. Be'yiras Hashem miftachois. And that's the feeling. So Shmoneh Esrei can truly get us from a place of fear. I'm lost. I want so much in this world. I know Hashem is in control, but I really don't think that I'm worthy. Because I'm not worthy, I'm afraid I'm not going to get anything, and I'm despondent, and I'm worried, and I'm in trepidation in my heart. But then I know that when I run away from Hashem because I'm afraid, the only place to run is to His embrace. He's the only one who can help me. I'm subservient to Him, but to whom am I subservient? To the Melech Oizer Umoshiach Umogein. Says the Goyin, he's the Melech who's Oizer, who helps those that do Ishtadlus. He's the Mashiach, the Melech who saves those that do no Ishtadlus. He's the Morgan, he's the shield of those that put themselves in the opposite position. They put themselves in danger, and he protects them too. This is in front of whom I'm standing. This can inspire the greatest level of Bitochon. And I think that especially in times like these, the matzav is very, very scary. Many of us don't even want to listen to, hear, read, know anything that's going on. It's too much to be soivel. Every day, death toll. Every day, so much tzoras. Shvuyim, excuse me, that their lives are, who knows if they're alive and what kind of quality of life they have, and if they're healthy, unlikely, and the traumatized, and what's going on? It's painful. But we have a place of refuge, and that is our tefillos. And when we're mispalel, we can, with our heart, recognize that we're avodim, we're dependent completely on Hashem. And we bow down and express that fear that maybe we're not worthy of all the largesse that we want Him to give us. But when I straighten up and I think Hashem is the Zekif Kefufim, Hashem is the Baal Chesed Barachabim, I catapult myself into a state of, I have to count on you. I have no place else to turn. And that realization can bring about Yeshua's for Klal Yisrael. And the truth of the matter is, and we've mentioned this, I'm sure, more than once, it's brought from the Arizal that when we say the words in the Es Tzemach Dovid, we should think not just about the Golus and Mashiach, but we've hoped for your Yeshua kol hayoyim, all day long. Because we're constantly hoping for your help. In every life situation, we're constantly hoping for your help. There's no place else to turn except to you. And when we think for your Yeshua kivino, we have hoped, not kol yom, not every day, but kol hayoyim, all day long. It gives us that sense of strength and bitochen in Hashem. It gives us that sense of confidence in the future to the degree that we here in the Vaita Golus can muster the bitochin to trust Hashem, to really feel it in our hearts, in the heart of hearts, in the depths of our heart, that there's going to be an end to this tragic war, that there's going to be a release and a redemption of so many shvuyim, that there's going to be a refuah shleima to so many psuyim, that the enemies that surround us will back off and run for their lives in the opposite direction. We can pull this off. B'schus ha'bitochem. Kadosh Baruch Hu should help that we should be zeicher to see such a, to feel such a bitochen in our own lives, that this will have a hashpoa not only on ourselves, not only on our families, not only on our communities, but al kol acheinu beis Yisroel, wherever they are, b'chol mokum sheheim. And we should be zeicher to hear psuras tovas, we should be zeicher to hear of a gula shleima, we should be zeicher to hear of an end of all of these just unbearable tragedies. Bikorei biyomenu. Amen v'amen.